Lonely no more. We are not lonely in studio as we welcome a cast and part of the crew. And the crew is run by herself. Sandra, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Love 111 Theater Company and what you're doing, and one of my very favorite musicals of all time. So you got a willing endorser here right now. And I'll let you introduce one of the characters who will introduce himself.
Okay. We are doing Oliver, and it opens up this weekend, Friday, and I have with me Oliver.
You do. Oliver, take it away.
Food, glorious food, hot sausage and mustard. While we're in the mood, cold jelly and custard.
What you staring at? Ain't you never seen Oliver? Starts out this weekend. Come see it.
There you go. I love it. Thank you, fellas, for being here. We have Oliver and the artful Dodger in studio. And Sandra, do you love the cast you've been able to put together?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
I had a feeling.
I feel so blessed to have all of these people together. And you really have to come out and see it, because there's some really top-notch actors and actresses on the stage to entertain you.
It's such a charming production, both the original stage version and, of course, the movie. As we were talking off air, I was 11 years old when it came out in 1968. I loved all of the characters except for Bill Sykes. Sorry.
Yeah, he's still pretty bad.
I mean, I don't know about you fellas, but I really wanted to hurt, and I'm 11, and I wanted to hurt that guy because of what he did to Nancy. I mean, that broke my heart. I was such a tender heart at the time, and I just loved every character, but I will confess that my hero was the Artful Dodger. So there you go, brother. What do you say to that? Come on, give us some attitude, dude.
It's been so much fun to play the Artful Dodger.
I'm so glad. Now, have you been acting for a long time?
I've been acting for seven years, I think.
7 years. And that's a fair portion of your life. And you are how old now?
I'm 13.
You're 13, so right about is that the Dodger's age at the time?
Yeah, I thought in the show. So. That's exactly,
it's almost perfect. And our Oliver, even though he's going to play a younger man, he's Oliver.
Actually, in the novel, I think he is.
Is he 12?
11 or 12,
But you're a bona fide 12 working on that first team. Yeah, and the Dodgers are already breaking ground for you, so that's how it's going. Would you introduce them as who they actually are?
This is Davin and Kai.
Davin and Kai. Davin is the Dodger. Kai, you are Oliver. And are you already having fun?
Yes, it's been really fun to work with all the people in this show. It's like everyone knows what they're doing, and it's really an awesome cast.
That's so good. How about the villain? Is he a good villain?
He's really good at it, and sometimes it is like a little bit like, whoa, okay. Yep.
Oh, I love it. Who gets to play Fagin?
That's played by Greg Franklin. He's also a director in town. People have probably heard of him before.
Sure.
He does an awesome job.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we love him. And when does it open?
It opens this Friday at 7 at the Grants Pass High School Performing Arts Center.
PAC, which is, we're doing shameless promotion for the PAC right now.
Right.
This is a great way to spotlight what we're doing there, too.
Mm-hmm. And we run for 2 weekends.
2 weekends.
So opening night is a special. It's only $10 for everyone. So you can save a little money going opening night.
Well,
after that, it's $15 for adults. Seniors are 12 and kids 10 and under are 10.
Perfect. I love it. I'm loving that you're bringing it. Now, have you been planning this for quite a while?
Yeah, we usually, we announce our next year's show in the program this year.
Okay.
So we start now for next year.
Okay.
So it takes a full year to make this happen.
All right. I had a feeling it's not something you just throw together. It's not a skit. This is a major production.
We have a 15-piece orchestra.
Wow.
Conducted by Ron Strom. And his daughter's actually like an apprentice this year, Ariel. So she's going to do one of the shows. And he's also our music director. And our choreographer is Denise Baker, who is phenomenal.
There we go.
So we've got an awesome production team and an even awesomer cast. So
I love that. I like awesomer.
Awesomer is a good word, isn't it?
It is. Sandra.
You've got to make those words up when you're in theater.
I do all the time. I hear people are witnesses. What did Tom just say? Well, I just made it up. It worked. Thank you. I'm going to steal that from you, too.
Yeah.
Y'all are awesomer. But I'm so glad you got together. And I want this to be a big success for you. I know it's in my heart, Oliver is. It's a very special story. And when it's put to music and dancing and everything, it's an era that I think has been underrepresented in the last generation, and I applaud you two for bringing it back. Mm-hmm. It's such an important thing, and I hope you inspire other young people your age to step up and bring back some things that just bless our hearts and get into our lives, too. It makes you appreciate people in every area, not just calling out the bad guys, but really lifting up those that need it, too. And finding something special inside of other people. And that's what Oliver did for me back in 1968 when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
I'm 11 again. Mm-hmm. I get to be the same
that's
age
sweet.
As you. In fact, I'm younger than both of you right now. Yeah. Do you have anything that you thought was a surprise in getting ready for this production? Some of the people you got that just simply kind of stood out, other than these two, which is obvious.
Well, I think the whole cast stands out, but Rachel Costner is playing Nancy, and she does a phenomenal job.
That is such a role that is key to the whole heart of the movie.
Yeah. Cooper's playing our Bill Sykes, and he has the intensity that's needed for the character. I mean, he's easy to act off of because he brings that fear and that whatever right into the audience, to the point that we even are probably going to hold him back a little because we are a theater that attracts a younger crowd coming to it.
So you don't want to traumatize? Is that what it is?
We're discussing last night, are we going to traumatize people? But the acting is phenomenal, and the scene that you remember that one.
I think you still have to go for it because even as a young man, it's just part of people knowing what was a reality at the time. It's also representing the period of brutality and the terrible poverty of those times. And the society itself is all represented in a real way. And we all have to do that wherever we are.
I think that's actually true. Yeah. You know, but you also get feedback from,
sure you do.
From doing something like that.
Well, you're going to get feedback here, too. Not to mention that I want to promote this further than just this little spotlight. So be sure and let us have some information on that so that we can continue to do that.
We do. We gave you information, and I think they're going to give giveaway tickets.
Excellent.
So I've got one for each night, seven shows.
And I will be a part of giving things away.
Always fun.
I might even cherry pick a couple of people, so you know.
Sounds good.
Got to do it. Now, Sandra, for you personally, how long have you been working as a director? I have a feeling you did some acting, too, didn't you?
I did acting back in high school and in college and community theater, so I know what community theater is about. And to me, I think it's super important to bring people that are new to theater that have never been on the stage before and your seasoned people, because otherwise, how do they ever get to become seasoned actors?
So see, there you go.
I started with 111 back in 2007 here.
That's a long time.
With the board when we first created the theater. And just have enjoyed the whole process. This is the ups and downs of trying to get a theater up and running in the town.
Yep.
And so, like, our goal as 111 is to do that, is to bring together the new actors and the old actors so they can learn from them and grow from them and hopefully go on to Broadway someday, right?
I think exactly right. And even if you find other careers, don't stop doing what you do. I really believe that is so. Acting and the performing arts, something special to keep in your heart no matter what you decide to do as a profession. Don't ever stop doing what you're doing right now, boys. That's going to be Uncle Tom's call. For both of y'all and admiring what you do. So thanks for being here. You as a director, is this going to be are you really fixed on this is what you want to do from here on out?
Well, this, as a director, that's my hobby.
Okay. That's kind of what I was digging
I think with community theater, we mostly all are volunteering. There's maybe a little stipend to cover your gas, but community, you know, the orchestra is the only people that really, you know, we have to hire musicians. But everybody else, the cast is all, you know, and I don't think people realize when they go to shows, there's a lot of costs involved that don't involve paying a person.
Right.
You know, there's the rental of a PAC, there's the royalty rights, which are $7,000, you know, just things like that.
Wow.
So we end up spending about $45,000.
Okay.
And that's not paying people.
Yeah.
That's covering just costs.
The reason I wanted to do that, I want to definitely get those real things out. Folks, when we put together a great production like this, and I've got two young men in here that tell me this is going to be very special, let's support it and make sure you get that Sawbuck out for opening night this Friday at what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So should they arrive quite a bit early just to get
It's set? General admission. Okay. So, I mean, since it is only $10 that night,
it's
the house, the actual entry opens at 7.
Okay.
The house to go in and find your seat opens at, oh, I'm sorry, 6.
Okay.
I just messed up. 6.
That's good.
And then 6:30, they can go in and get their seats.
Okay.
So.
There we go.
And Let's tickets are available online through 111theater.com.
111theater.com. And, of course, we'll be giving some tickets away right here on your hometown radio station. Thank you, Oliver and Dodger, for being here today and being a part of a very special production. We'll keep talking about y'all behind your backs. I want to invite you back for a post-production interview, okay?
Really?
And I mean all three of you. And if you want to bring in some of the other principals, I would really consider it a privilege to welcome you here in studio, even if you bring a half a dozen folks here. Let's just do a little after-show thing and say, hey, how was it? How was the response? And it's always great to thank the community because we're paying it forward right now. I think it's going to be a great response, and you're going to have a great success. May I say that?
Yes, thank you.
I just did.
And they told us to bring three. Otherwise, it would have had the whole cast here for you.
Well, from now on, you talk to me personally because I'll tell you I can pack people in here. We can get everybody gathered around the mic and sing some more songs, too.
Uh-huh. You want to end with something?
Give it to me.
Food, glorious food.
Together? All right.
All right. Get close to that mic. I want to hear those voices.
Food, glorious food. Hot sausage and mustard. Wow, we're in the mood. Cold jelly and custard. Peas, pudding, and saveloys. What next is the question? Rich gentlemen have it, boys. In digestion.
That's such a fun song to come watch.
It is indeed.
They got bowls on their heads and throw them back and forth.
We're so looking forward to it. You bet. Food fight!
Yeah.
Don't break out in that. That won't be part of the act. Although it could. All right. Bless you guys. Right. Thanks for what you do. And have a great day ahead and a great opening show in the whole production. I'm going to pray it forward right now that it's going to be something really special.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You bet. Thank you, guys. And we'll be right back going to do a little commerce and pay for our time. And then I'm right back into the best music variety ever put together anywhere. Always right here on KJO.
At Les Schwab, we've been